Now, last year, we also found that it was extremely important to try to get some feelings from you, our audience, about what we should be addressing. And we tried to do that this year by issuing a survey, helped by our friends at Watt, with people from all over the world. And what we got in terms of the survey results, I think, can give some feedback to our debaters as to some of the issues we as an audience feel are critical, and show us what sorts of things we would like them to address. Firstly, within the responses we received from people attending this conference and people prior to the conference, we got over 600 results, 618 results from 63 countries. And within those, approximately a third of you are present with us here today. 90% of the respondees came directly from animal nutrition or animal health, and 68% of you were involved in initiatives regarding sustainability within your organizations. So we asked you the first question: what does agricultural sustainability mean to your organization? And 64% of you told us that it meant staying in business, and 62% mentioned the importance of being environmentally friendly. The vast majority of you made it clear that it involves a commitment to sustainability within your organization, which has either been maintained or increased, even within these troubling economic times. Then we asked the question, when we think about sustainability of your business, how long do you think a business should remain in business? Do you think businesses should remain in business for 3 years, 10 years, for 100 years, 300 years? And what you can see here is that the vast majority of you responded by saying that you were looking, when you looked at your business and you looked at other businesses, you felt that sustainability should be defined in a period of 30 to 100 years. Are you currently engaging in workplace practices which are sustainable? And again, as you can see from this, perhaps not surprisingly, your responses to us were that you felt your organizations, over half of you felt your organizations were engaged in practices which were moderately sustainable. What about relationships? Where do you get this information? Where do you see the ideas coming in order to remain sustainable? And it's clear that you see organizations such as Alltech, fellow suppliers such as Alltech, and your own customers as those with whom you want to partner and where you want to get insights into where sustainability initiatives are going to come from. What are the barriers you see to sustainability? And again, I think it's very instructive that in terms of the survey, cost came out as the number one concern for you as an audience. 68% of you said that cost was a critical part of a barrier to the implementation of this type of initiative within your organization. You also felt that a lack of information and management information was also critical, and a lack of reliable metrics or measurements of sustainability was also important in terms of the failure to implement these initiatives. Feed efficiency. Does it surprise us at a stage at which feed has doubled and in some cases trebled in cost that we view feed efficiency as absolutely critical to the long-term sustainability of our business model? 86% of you said that you were considering changing your feed formulations to boost feed efficiency in the next 12 months. Again, I think a clear signal of a willingness to engage and to consider changes which perhaps in the past we made much more slowly. What about the information on sustainability? 51% of you said that this information is coming to you from universities and from ag extension agents. 49% of the information you felt was coming from suppliers. So what are the most pressing issues? And this I found to be fascinating in terms of what you told us. When we looked through the responses of the 618 people and we classified them by countries, and this is by no means quantitative, it's somewhat qualitative because it was the last question we asked. What do you feel to be the most pressing issue? In Australia, we had several responses saying the concern was taxation relating to gases relating to climate change. In Bangladesh, they mentioned heavy metals. Canada, the management of manure. In Chile, manure was mentioned as being a key concern. In China, they talked about the importance of biological balance, of finding the balance between productivity and the environment. In Denmark, the importance and the acceptance of GM technology and the willingness to engage or to utilize that technology within Denmark, which is part of the European Union. In Egypt, they mentioned nitrogen balance, the importance of amino acid nutrition. And in France, how EU legislation is impacting on the productivity and the sustainability of their business model. Continuing on alphabetically, India, shortage and the inability to find feed materials. In Ireland, reducing the waste produced from animals and that waste and how we're going to get rid of that waste when it's produced and finding ways to improve the efficiency of animals to do so. In Kenya, water availability. In Nigeria, the cost of food. Contrast that with the desires and needs of the first world. What about Peru, natural resources and political unrest? Poland, manure management. Slovenia, minerals and the manure. Antibiotic resistance in the Netherlands. In the United Kingdom, the concerns about nitrate, vulnerable zones. While here in the United States, our concerns are the ability to inform the public and media about issues regarding our industry, educating them, while also being concerned with government restrictions, putting the concentrated agricultural feed producers out of business through new legislation which they feel to be uninformed. So this is the panorama. This is the backdrop with which we set our debate. And with that, I'd like to suggest that I invite our speakers, our debaters now, to engage with me in some of the questions we feel are the most critical moving forward.